Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor C with another Faith Nugget. Now, we're speaking this week from Philemon chapter 1, verse 6, where the Word of God reads, that the communication of our faith may become effectual by the acknowledge of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Now, and then see, in Him we live, we move, we have our being. Praise God. And so God has put wonderful things in us. Now, one of the first things is we recognize it, we have a measure of God's faith. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Now, that's so beautiful. That's so awesome. That's so important for us to recognize. Now, there is another thing I want us to recognize, and that's in Luke chapter 17 and verse 5. Verse 20. Now, and it reads, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now that's so important. Every born again Christian has the kingdom of God in them. Oh, hallelujah. Now that's so beautiful. That is so awesome. So you have God's domain, God's dominion on the inside of you. Amen. Now that's so powerful, my brothers and sisters. Why? Because now Jesus say, I give unto you the keys to the kingdom. Amen. And then now, he puts you what? In authority. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose in earth will be loose what? In heaven. So see, as a born-again believer, you have kingdom authority. Praise God. That means you can act on God's behalf using God's authority against the devil, against the works of the devil, and against any and every circumstance that Satan brings against your life. Now that is so, oh my gracious saints, that is so powerful. That I'm telling you, you have to acknowledge you have that. You have to be able to use it because you have it. Now, praise God, go have a faith-filled day.